Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I haven't heard much about Vector Solutions specifically, but I do know Dasha AI is all about creating supernatural human-like voice conversations for businesses. We help companies automate calls that feel genuinely engaging. Could you tell me a bit more about how you work with Vector Solutions?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal but also scales efficiently. It's tricky balancing automation with that human touch. How does Dasha AI handle that balance? And what makes your approach stand out?
Tell me more about balancing automation with that human touch.
Great question. So, the magic of Dasha AI is that our voice AI sounds and behaves like a real person, complete with natural pauses, intonation, and even small interjections. This makes conversations feel less robotic and more engaging. At the same time, automation lets you handle thousands of calls simultaneously without burning out your team. It's like having a friendly, tireless assistant who never loses patience or energy. Pretty neat, right? Would you like to hear how this could fit into your current lead generation process?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. If things went even better than expected, I'd imagine your lead generation would be running like a well-oiled machine. Automated calls that feel so natural, prospects actually enjoy the chat. You'd see a solid boost in qualified leads, faster follow-ups, and ultimately a noticeable jump in revenue. Plus, your team could focus more on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Sounds like a win-win, right? What would be your dream outcome from using Dasha AI?
What do you mean by a solid boost in qualified leads? Why is that important to you?
Oh, good point. By a solid boost in qualified leads, I mean getting more prospects who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal customer profile, not just random contacts. That's important because it means your sales team spends time on leads that are more likely to convert, making the whole process more efficient and effective. It's like fishing with the right bait instead of casting a wide net blindly. Does that make sense?
Tell me more about fishing with the right bait.
Haha, sure. Imagine you're fishing, right? If you just throw out any old bait, you might catch a bunch of fish, but many won't be the kind you want. With the right bait, something that really appeals to your target fish, you catch fewer but way more valuable ones. In lead generation, that means reaching out to people who actually need your product or service, so your efforts pay off better. It's all about quality over quantity. How do you currently target your leads?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Of course, take your time. Now, jumping back to your question, some of the biggest challenges businesses often face include scaling personalized outreach without sounding robotic, managing high call volumes efficiently, and ensuring consistent lead quality. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach, managing high call volumes, and ensuring consistent lead quality are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling personalized outreach can be tough because if it's too automated, prospects feel like they're talking to a robot, which hurts engagement. Managing high call volumes without enough staff can lead to missed opportunities or rushed conversations. And inconsistent lead quality means sales teams waste time chasing dead ends instead of closing deals. Together, these issues can slow growth and frustrate teams. How are you currently handling these challenges?
Can you go a bit deeper on how inconsistent lead quality is impacting your sales team's productivity?
Absolutely. When lead quality is inconsistent, your sales team ends up spending a lot of time chasing leads that aren't really interested or don't fit your ideal customer profile. That means fewer meaningful conversations and more dead ends, which can be super frustrating and demotivating. It also lowers overall productivity because time that could be spent closing deals is wasted on unqualified prospects. Improving lead quality helps your team focus on the right opportunities and close more sales faster. Does that match what you've seen?